It is April 19th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project, the Path to Electronic Trading video series, or the History of Financial Futures video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday's lead story about the American Financial Exchange being acquired by Seven Ridge produced stories on Crane Chicago Business and financefeeds.com. The Crane story was titled, Bank Lending Platform American Financial Exchange Acquired by London-Based Private Equity Firm. And the Financial Feeds story was, Carsten Kengeter's Seven Ridge Acquires AFX to address demand for credit-sensitive rates. Tom Brady and a bunch of other whiny celebrities are asking a judge to dismiss a potential class-action lawsuit against them for their promotion of FTX, Reuters is reporting. Who was the one celebrity who actually did some due diligence to figure out if she was being asked to promote unregistered securities? Why, Taylor Swift, of course. Barron's has the story of how Swift was the only celebrity who actually asked a lawyer to look at the FTX deal before signing on the dotted line. Chicago may have lost billionaire Ken Griffin, but it still does okay by the way of millionaires, coming in as the fourth wealthiest city in the U.S. in terms of millionaires. New York, the Bay Area, San Francisco plus, and Los Angeles are the only cities with more millionaires. Crane Chicago Business reports, Griffin's new home in Miami came in eighth. Speaking of Miami, Mr. Griffin might not like the smell coming from a record-setting seaweed blob headed for Florida. According to the New York Times, more than 13 million tons of sargassum, a yellowish-brown seaweed, is drifting in the Atlantic Ocean, a record for March. A parking garage in Lower Manhattan experienced a partial collapse that killed one person and injured four more, the New York Times reported. From LinkedIn, ICAP, part of TP ICAP Group, a leading provider of market infrastructure, is pleased to announce that its 30th annual Global Charity Day will be held on Wednesday, December 7th. Since it began in 1993, ICAP Charity Day has raised more than £155 million and has made over 2,800 donations in support of more than 1,700 charities worldwide. In a move that is bound to cause future actors to consider their role selection, the producers of the movie The Wolf of Wall Street are offering NFTs to cash in on some of the enduring popularity of iconic scenes from the movie, Bloomberg reports. I am sure Margot Robbie is thrilled by this news. Not. I know you love real estate news, but how about a 12-bedroom mansion just west of London that is for sale for £75 million, that's $93.2 million US dollars, that was rented by J.P. Morgan and has a James Bond-themed bar, courtesy of former Bond movie producer Harry Saltzman. Business tycoon Mike Jatania is looking to sell this stately home in Denham, Buckinghamshire, just a 30-minute drive from central London, Bloomberg reports. The National Futures Association is holding its 2023 NFA member town hall meeting on Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023 at 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. Martin Wolf has a piece in the Financial Times titled, "The Future of Interest Rates is a Riddle," with the subheadline, "Inflation's Comeback Has Changed the World, but How Much We Don't Know Yet." Inflation is the riddle that is solved each day in the markets with each piece of data we receive to figure it out. However, ultimately, the riddle can never be solved because each day brings more unknowns and more data. Maybe inflation is not a riddle. Maybe it is a constant unknown unknown. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video we shot in Boca, and it's from our History of Financial Futures video series. Gary Jones' career is one new market after another Nova Fori. Gary Jones says his career has mirrored the evolution of the markets from the days of open outcry, voice trading, fax confirmations, and more. Jones was interviewed by John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, for the History of Financial Futures video series. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Associated Press. Credit Suisse faulted over probe of Nazi-linked accounts. U.S. lawmakers have accused embattled Swiss bank Credit Suisse of limiting the scope of an internal investigation into Nazi clients and Nazi-linked accounts, including some that were open until just a few years ago. My comment. Perhaps Credit Suisse was just doomed by bad karma. Here's another story, this one from Reuters. FTX celebrity promoters say crypto investors cannot sue over accounts. This is a story I referenced earlier. Celebrities who promoted FTX, including NFL quarterback Tom Brady and comedian Larry David, said an investor lawsuit seeking damages in the wake of the cryptocurrency exchange's collapse should be dismissed. My comment. Of course the case should be dismissed. We will never see another celebrity endorsement again. Though if I never see another Kevin Hart gambling advertisement again, I know I will be better off. Here's another story, this one from the New York Times. The headline, "A death in Dairyland spurs a fight against a silent killer. Farmers face an elevated risk of suicide after Brenda Stat's husband, Leon, lost his battle with depression, she is trying to spare others from his fate." Brenda Stats remembers the rain on the day they lost Leon, her husband of 34 years. The deluge had fallen for weeks, flooding their fields, delaying the harvest, pounding the roof of the barn where Mr. Stats finished his morning chores, then ended his life. It was October 8, 2018, a Monday. Mr. Stats, father of three, grandfather of one, was 57. A note in the pocket of his work pants described how depression had robbed him of the hope and pride he had in running a third-generation dairy farm. My comment. The suicide rate for farmers is 3.5 times higher than the general population. The New York Times reports, quote, "Suicide rates in rural communities increased by 48% between 2000 and 2018 compared with 34% in urban areas," unquote. The average farmer in America is male and around 57 years of age. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the big news, American Financial Exchange acquired by Seven Ridge from AFX. Second was Intelligent Investors CME versus ASX, a cage match with only one winner, which was our top story Monday and a recurring top story. Third was ChatGPT versus the markets. Can generative AI finally crack finance, from the Financial Times? Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Banks betting on Paris say there really is life after London. Protests have shaken the city, but its new financial growth has momentum. For decades, London was the main nexus of European finance, melding continental money with transatlantic ideas of what to do with it. But 2 years after Brexit became a reality, there's been a clear shift across the channel. The spoils are being shared by European Union cities, creating a more fragmented landscape. It's one where banking of various stripes gets done in Paris, shares trade in Netherlands, and corporate lawyers and accountants pore over the details in Frankfurt, Dublin, Milan, Madrid, and Warsaw are playing important supporting roles. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline is, Why the UK's Stock Market Lost Two-Thirds of Its Activity. Since Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher unleashed a wave of privatizations in the 1980s, the London Stock Exchange has been a symbol of Britain's free market economy, home to companies that dominate global industries, including AstraZeneca PLC, Shell PLC, and HSBC Holdings PLC. The FTSE 100 index is an international benchmark. However, trading volume has slumped in recent years, and some British companies have picked other markets to list their shares. It appears to fit the narrative of a nation whose economy has run into trouble, hit by underinvestment and the jolt of trade from Brexit. Yet there are other more complex factors at play. And then finally, here's another story, this one also from Bloomberg. The headline, Republicans fight a solar boom that's made Texas king of clean energy. The political backlash against ESG is behind a push to penalize renewables. The same combination of low taxes, sparse regulation, and cheap real estate that drew corporate giants such as Tesla Inc. and Oracle Corp. to Texas has hooked another industry associated with progressive California, solar power. In just 3 years, oil-rich Texas has added the solar equivalent of 12 nuclear reactors, putting it on the cusp of surpassing the Golden State as the top producer of electricity from solar farms. It's already number one in wind, making it the largest clean energy market in the U.S. Thank you for listening to the John Lothia Newsletter Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothia Newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothianews.com/trial. If you're a student, you get it free. If you're retired, you get it free. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.